Act 5. We did it, everyone. Give yourselves a big round of applause. We kept her alive and we got her home, where I can look out at the forest and the front yard, and Y is for yesterday still sits on the porch. We've also brought home with us post-stroke symptoms, worsened dementia, and continued delirium.
Yes, doctor. I have been trying to do what you and the other medical people have told me to do so far as her daily schedule, but I do need like a little more guidance, I think. So I wake her up in the morning and she starts crying pretty much right away when she opens her eyes. And then that makes me start crying. And then we cry for about 2 hours. It sort of seems to take that long for what I'm calling the morning sadness to be complete. I bought her the coloring books and she colored a cupcake for like a minute, and then she didn't want to color anymore. And then showering is terrible. She hates that. I don't know what to say about that. But I know that you want me to give her a shower and that she needs to shower because we don't want her to get a UTI. I understand that. I do try to get her to walk a little bit and she doesn't want to do that. What I can get her to do though is eat peanut butter sandwiches, which is great. She really likes to watch Downton Abbey, so we have that on all the time. My fear that is creeping up on me pretty quickly is that I'm not equipped to do what you all want me to do with her. I'm only one person. I'm not a hospital staff. And that she's going to get worse because I can't get her to color a cupcake. So one of my questions is, how long is this delirium going to last? 3, 4, sometimes 5 months for someone like her. So do you have any advice?
Hi, I'm following up on an email I sent about asking for an extension on the deadline for that position that was open.
Yes, I was in the hospital. Okay, so you saw that email. I was hoping, given the circumstances, that I would be able to get an extension on the application deadline.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you anyway. Okay, have a good day. Bye.
My name is Andrea, and I am a daughter of dementia.
Is that how you're supposed to say it?
Okay, great. It was suggested that I find a support group, so here I am. I'm here to listen and learn because I want to make sure I'm doing all the right things for my mom. Oh, I guess my word for today is, what am I going to do?
I have a question. Is there like a Laura Ingalls time thing, like when a doctor comes to your house?
Yes, a house call. That's what it is, a house call. Is there like a house call system set up for dementia patients who live at home, who have dementia at home? Can I sign her up for that service where people come to us as opposed to we come to you?
Okay, well, is there anybody talking about creating something like that?
Well, the problem is I feel like I can reschedule that appointment that we missed today, but to get her out of bed, convincing her to get her out of bed, that's just one thing that's hard. And then we have the morning sadness, and then getting her dressed is like this whole other thing that's hard. Then we have the peanut butter sandwiches, and then getting her out of the house makes her very upset, and that's very hard. And she's confused and she's scared the entire time driving there. And then we go to these appointments and nothing really happens, and I'm told to come back in a couple weeks. And it turns into this like 5 or 6 hour event to be told to come back. And I really did try to get her there today. I really, really did. But I think if there was like some kind of like Laura Ingalls house call checkup or system or something. Okay, so 2:15 tomorrow? Okay, great. We'll be there.
Okay, gender benders. Expanding out concepts as gendered, as example, let's just think of chaos. What is the gender of chaos? I'm so sorry, everyone. Can you give me just 1 second?
Mother?
Yeah, nope. Can you just, don't come up the stairs. Hold on. Can you just wait 1 second? Yep. Okay, I want you to sit. I'm so sorry about that, everybody. Mother, just sit down. Yep. Awesome. Good job. Okay. So when familiar concepts become chaotic, how does that flip the gender script? Yes, mother. Yes. Can you give me just a few minutes and then I'll come down. I'll make it for you. No, don't go up the stairs. So no, don't go up the stairs.
Okay. So right. Chaos.
Okay, I'm so sorry, everybody. I will be right back.
Hi, my name is Andrea, and I am a daughter of dementia. So 7 or 8 years ago, when I started caregiving, I had like this experience of having this like really genuinely quite generous heart. But now I feel like my whole future is just like peanut butter sandwiches and UTIs and boredom. And that's like all I can see. And my heart has turned into this rock, so I don't feel anything and can just do what needs to be done now. And this needs to be done. And then this needs to be done. I'm in my late 40s. I used to have this whole identity that it took a long time to develop. And then I actually started to like that identity, which is really unheard of for me. Like I was like, whoa, who is this lady? I like this person. And then in these few short months, it's like gone. It's like she's gone, me gone. I don't even really feel like a woman anymore or a daughter. I'm just like this thing that cares. I remember when I was in the hospital with her that people said the word sacrifice to me and I thought they were crazy. I was like, what are you talking about? Like I didn't even have that word in my vocabulary, and now it feels like it is the only word in my vocabulary. So I guess my word today is sacrifice.
Creativity comrades. I know I've missed a lot of these sessions and I'm sorry. Is there anybody else caring for a parent with dementia? Because it's insane. I do have something to share today, even though I know I haven't really been around. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
In the house, you were only allowed to get the Diet Coke. In the house, you were only allowed to cry from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with mother. In the house, you were only allowed to make the peanut butter sandwiches. In the house, you were only allowed to think about bathroom things. In the house, what goes on inside the house is the most important aspect of the house. If the air conditioning is broken, it becomes the most important aspect of the house and must be fixed. If the Judy Sue becomes broken, this becomes the most important aspect of the house and must be fixed. If you become broken, this becomes the least important aspect of the house. I'm so sorry, everybody. My mother is coming up the stairs and she is not supposed to. I really didn't even have that much left. Anyhow, it's just basically house is killing me.
Hi, I wanted to ask about a bill. Well, I am very confused that my mother is 80 years old. She has Medicare and supplemental insurance, and we are getting bills for like $2,500, and not just one, like multiple large bills. And this is like the eighth time I've tried to figure out what is covered. Is anything covered? Like caregiving, is any caregiving covered? No, I'm not going to send her to a care facility, and that's more expensive anyhow, and it's better for my mother to stay at home. Every single doctor has said that. It's not like I haven't looked into that, okay? So let's just pause. Let's just pause for a second and figure this out. Medical devices, like life-saving medical devices, are those covered? Probably. Okay, great. So what I need to do is put in a request for a medical device called a caregiver. That is what I need.
Dearest Sister Lee and Sister B, this is a cease and desist letter on all suggestions or recommendations you have, how I'm handling things here, how I could be handling things better, how maybe I should fly her to Munich where there's a clinic that does special trials on dementia. Maybe you should take her to Munich. Take a flight from Los Angeles to Southern Pines, pick her on up, and you go to Munich with her. And then tell me how that goes. Or if I would only give her a vitamin C infusion. If you say vitamin C infusion to me one more time, I'm going to fly to Bali and punch you in the face. Here's what I need. Food! You sent me a quiche when I was in the ICU and had no oven. And now that I have an oven, I have no quiche. Every day I wait. I'm like, where's my quiche? Is the quiche coming today? How exciting. Is it coming today? You know what else I need? I need a hug. No one is hugging me and telling me I'm doing a good job. Everyone keeps telling me I need to be doing more and figure out how to be a better caregiver. If I could just be a better caregiver. So until you both want to figure out how to get here and do this yourselves, the suggestion box is closed.
Hi, it's Andrea. We're not going to be able to make it to the sleep study. No, we're not coming. We're not coming. She got so nervous that she went to the bathroom in the car as we were going down the driveway. So I just turned around. I have a question, though. I'm confused why I keep being told to do this, because she's not going to wear a CPAP machine throughout the night. I'm telling you right now. I understand that it might help with like oxygen flow. Like I understand that. But I would have to sleep at the end of her bed like a dog every night for the rest of her life to make sure that the mask stays on her face, and I'm not sure why the doctor would want that for my life.
My name is Andrea, and I'm a daughter of dementia. I'm not having a good day, and I can't keep doing this. I can't figure out who is more important, her or me. And she's so different now. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's very hard for me to even remember who she is and why I love her. And that is awful. That's an awful thing to say. It's an awful thing to think. Like, she is just this concept of Judy Sue or this concept of mom. I am so worried about her being bored, and nobody is worried about me being bored. I'm so worried about her having access to herself, and nobody is thinking about or worried about me having access to myself. It takes so much effort to give her even a sliver of who she used to be. And who knows if that is even happening? It's probably not. It's probably just like a chemical synaptic response or something. And I don't want people to find out what a horrible woman I am and that I'm not being a good daughter. And my family, the entire medical community, I can't even figure out who to call. And honestly, I feel like they're all just lazy. No one is taking care of me. So my word today is de-joyful.
Andrea Beth?
Mother?
Andrea Beth, apparently I don't remember the last 30 years of my life.
Okay.
What is happening to me?
You have dementia.
I do?
You do.
Oh, Andrea, I can't imagine how hard this has been on you. I'm so sorry. Honey, I don't want to be a burden. I want you to do everything you want to do in your life. Can you please do that for me, please?
Okay. I'm going to try, Mom. I'm trying. I'm going to try.
A little while later, it was like it never happened, and it has never happened again since. Dear Andrea, it has come to my attention that you have been trying to fix your mother, fix dementia, fix your family, fix the finances, fix the entire medical system, and fix the death and decay of the human body. This is a cease and desist letter on that behavior. You are not a god. You are not a wizard. You're not even a genie. More than a cease and desist letter, this is a demand letter, a caring demand letter that you take care of yourself. I demand that every moment of every day, you remind yourself that you have a spirit and that your spirit is just as important as anyone else's spirit. And you remind yourself of that in a caring, cozy, loving way until it is in your bones like DNA. If you feel like you want to take a bath, get your nails done, that's fine. Go ahead. Put that on the to-do list. But mostly, let's focus on the spirit thing. Thank you for honoring this request.
Hey, everybody. My name is Andrea. I'm a daughter of dementia. So you know how I've been giving her the peanut butter sandwiches, and I've been relying on the fact that she doesn't remember anything. And I came to find freedom in the peanut butter sandwiches. Like, they're easy to make. She really likes them. The doctor said it's fine. So this morning, I go and wake her up, and we are not crying anymore every morning. So this is a freaking miracle. And I say, Mom, do you want a peanut butter sandwich? She looks me dead in the eyes and says, Andrea, dear, don't you think I've had enough peanut butter sandwiches? I was shook. So I made her a tuna sandwich. I guess I'll get a rotation going. I continue to be wildly confused that it's all so confusing. Like, why is it so hard to take care of one little lady? Like, and why is the medical community like, well, you're the daughter with zero medical training, so go take care of your mother who has a debilitating brain illness. Like, if my mother had a broken leg, like, nobody would be like, have the daughter set the leg. Has she done it before? No, but just have the daughter do it. It's so much easier for the rest of us if she just does it, and it's free. And I'm just going to say it. I know we all know this. I'm just going to say, I'm confused. There's millions and millions of people who are dealing with this. Why is this not a public health problem? I know I'm preaching to the choir. I understand that. I'm just so confused. And I guess I just am trying to accept that no one is coming to help. And that just feels insane. Feels crazy. So I'm working on accepting things and working on that I'm going to have to accept that I will have to accept over and over and over again. So I guess my word for today is acceptance. Hey, gender benders, guess what? We are not going to be interrupted today because I got a caregiver that is coming specifically at this time. It's so exciting. So let's continue. Gender. Hey, creative comrades. I raise my little hand because I do have something to share. Sometimes there is a woman. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Okay, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to start again. Thank you, everybody. Sometimes there is a woman who doesn't know who she is yet, but she is trying real hard to find herself. Been alive for 800 years, laughed and cried 800 tears, searched the whole wide world, but she still ain't found herself yet. Must have been born today, must have been born right now. 'Cause on the outside, everything's just fine.
Yeah, on the outside, it's a good old time. But on the inside, she ain't doing it right. No, on the inside, this can't be life. Sometimes there is a woman who doesn't know who she is yet, but she is trying real hard to find herself. She looked and looked in every foreign nook, thinking all it would took was to read a book. But Lordy knows she still ain't found that self yet. Must have been born today. Must have been born right now. 'Cause on the outside, she's got a big old smile. And on the outside, she's running wild. But on the inside, she ain't doing it right. No, on the inside, this can't be life. Romantic notes from men and boats in the Grand Canal 6 years ago. Making out with boys in Egyptian tombs and in other historic rooms. Breaking up with men in the Dutch rain. Feels so, so sad you never see him again. Jesus H. Christ, will it ever end? So your heart back up again, 'cause on the outside, everything looks bright. You're on the outside, well, it's all right. But on the inside, she ain't doing it right. You're on the inside, this can't be life. Sometimes there is a woman who doesn't know who she is. And that's what I'm here for, because she needs the help, and I need the help. And so do we all. The end.